Hey Saints, this is Steve, and welcome to these last days. These verses that will follow in chapter 24 of Matthew to the church are riveting to us, and we need to ask the Lord to give us wisdom to understand them. I'm going to share a not so traditional viewpoint with you now, so maybe reach over and put your seatbelt on, but don't vacate on me. I just want believers to be ready for his coming. Verse 42 says that, watch and be ready for his coming. Because in this passage, he mentions things like the 10 virgins being ready, the brothers with the talents being ready to be before the Lord. He mentions the householder being ready when the Lord comes. He mentions two being in the field, two grinding at the mill. And in Luke, he mentions two being in bed, a husband and wife, being ready. One will be taken and one will be left. One will be ready and watching and one will not. I believe both of them are brothers and sisters and a husband and wife both saved. This is challenging to our ears. Consider with me to go back and realize that we are talking about the kingdom of heaven coming down to earth and us enjoying the kingdom of heaven. And really what Jesus is sharing with the disciples is they're asking, Lord, show us the signs that tell us when your kingdom of heaven will be on earth. Now, the kingdom of heaven, I think we said, is not an event. Nor is the rapture. The rapture is not an event. The rapture is a portion of his coming. The coming of the Lord that we need to be ready for. The coming, remember, is the word parousia, and it means his presence. The kingdom of heaven and the rapture have everything to do with the person of Jesus Christ. Think with me. When Jesus came down to earth as a baby, the kingdom of heaven came because he was there. When he was walking around and turned water into wine, the kingdom was there. When he cast out demons and healed the sick, the kingdom was there. When he went to the cross, the kingdom of heaven went to the cross. And when he rose up from the grave, in power and glory, the kingdom of heaven rose out of the grave. Hallelujah. So that now when he dispensed his life through his ascension and he puts his spirit into us, which is the very presence of Christ, he brings with us that with him, that kingdom of heaven is now in us. This is why Jesus urges in Matthew, we need to be living according to the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And saints living according to the kingdom of heaven will bring about the end of this age. Verse 14 of Matthew 24. The kingdom of heaven is Christ. When he comes, his kingdom comes. So you've been saved by grace. But you've also received Christ. This means there is a living that should be wrought and pour out of you. You know what this living is? It is the kingdom of heaven on earth. We must say that not all believers are living according to the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And what does that mean? This means they are not full of this Christ. In their living, they are full of this age. They are full of the affairs of this life. Oh, we need to be saints who may be grinding at the mill, but we are grinding and we are full of Jesus. We are planting out in the field, we are at work, but we are full of this Christ. We're laying in bed and we just go to sleep with the fullness of this Christ. All of our living is for this Christ rather than for this age. To be full of Christ is to be full of this kingdom. To be living for this age is to not be enjoying this kingdom. This is our urgency in these last days. There is a rapture that is going to happen. The rapture is not an event. It is not primarily for you. It is for Jesus. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for believers on the earth who are walking in the kingdom of heaven. That means they are full of his presence. Saints, I believe it is these believers that will be taken initially, and other believers will be left behind. We need to see this because the Lord wants to take these believers who on earth in their flesh in this world overcame it and are allowing his life to fill them up, and they rise in rapture, and he is waiting for such a presentation and a lampstand, and he will take them in his presence. This will help us understand these other things. And those who are not taken, well, I tell you, the Lord's going to get them. The Lord is going to get them. But brothers and sisters, are you living in the realm of the kingdom of heaven in his presence? Are you watching and ready for when he comes? Oh, just stay with me. Amen.